With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More than 72 million early ballots have been cast in the presidential election. That total reflects both mail-in and in-person voting in states nationwide. Political analysts say early voting could prove decisive, with the number of ballots cast by new voters in 2024 setting records in many states. In North Carolina, President Trump says he will fix the two main problems facing America if he's reelected.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wisconsin is the smallest prize among the blue wall states, but it's seen as a critically important state for both presidential candidates.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held dueling rallies here in Wisconsin on Friday, and now it's up to the voters to decide. Once again, the race is razor tight for the state's 10 electoral votes. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a point, or fewer than 23,000 votes. All of the battlegrounds are important to both candidates, but winning here in the upper Midwest is especially critical for Harris. Her clearest path to reaching 270 electoral college votes is winning Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is under fire for calling New Yorkers who vote for President Trump or Republican candidates who support him anti-American and anti-women. Hochul made the comments Saturday on MSNBC. Republican Party Chair Ed Cox said the governor smeared at least one half of American voters. And former New York Democrat Congressman Max Rose said it's never a good thing to identify a large segment of voters as un-American. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in California, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Democrats in Florida hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout election day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats tumbling in recent years in that state. The GOP steadily has narrowed the Democrat Party's lead in voter registrations in Florida now for the past 9 or 10 years. This is SRN News. A drug maker has some benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
Investigators still looking into that crash overnight in Michigan that left four people dead. Now, police say a semi slammed into more than a dozen vehicles, all of which had stopped on a road as traffic had been temporarily stopped, where utility crews were completing work on power lines. 17 people were injured. More details at SRNnews.com.